This time in Talent Talks Radio, so our guest is Olena Melnik. Hello, Olena.
Hello.
You are from Ukraine and now you live in Vesanto. How did you end it up in Finland?
I come to Finland 12 years ago. First time I come pick strawberry in farm, in Vesanto it's farm. And it's been my first experience when I visit Finland. And I come all summer for season work. And when start a war, before war, I 1 year live in Helsinki. I have a job place in Helsinki, but I decided to come back to Ukraine. And in January, year 22, I come back to Ukraine, but life have a different plans for my situation and start a war in Ukraine, and my employer invite me come to Finland, and I in May year 22 I come again to Vesanto and start work in strawberry farm. And from year 22 for this time I live in Vesanto.
What were some of biggest challenges you faced when you settling in a small place, Vesanto?
It's been very interesting history because when I come to Finland, I apply and temporary protection, but my card not come. And I wait my card about I not remember now very well how long, but it's be very long period, and I haven't another possibilities moved in another places because I wait my card. And in Vesanto, when start a war in Vesanto, work one project named Cotello, and its project help Ukrainians and immigrants who live in Vesanto, and they found me a job in Vesankunta, and I start live in Vesanto. I got very good job. I help immigrants who live in Vesanto integrate in Finland, and that's why I stay in Vesanto.
Olena Melnik, are you noticed some cultural differences between Finland and Ukraine?
For my opinion, all cultures have a different peoples, but Ukrainians so much emotions people, I think. How I can explain it for you? When you meet Ukrainians, you can watch to its people and you can understand its people happy or its people sad or angry. When you meet Finnish people, it's very difficult to understand they happy or they Finnish people, for my opinion, have very strong emotions, and Finnish people very kind people. And difference Ukrainians, I think, every time very hurry and very worry about everything, but Finnish people so much relaxing. I have a friends and they every time say me, not panic, without stress, you need to relax.
Olena Melnik, now you work in Savo Grow, service designer in Smooth Integration Path project. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
It's a very good project. I start work in its project from December last year. And our project help settle down immigrants who come to our area. We work for six municipalities. It's Vesanto, Keitele, Tervo, Rauta, Lampi, Pilavesi, and Suonenjoki. We help immigrants for different life situations, and we help with life situations if people need some consultation or have some questions. We every time have meetings with our clients, and we help with different situations, likely apply some supports from Kela if people have a bad financial situation, if people need to help found flats or houses, we help with its situations, and all life situations, likely documents, cards, if people interesting found some workplaces, we try help with its situations, and if somebody interesting got some educations or professions, we try found its places where they possible do it, and with many different situations what people can got when they have a life.
So you work project that helped people to integration to Vesanto or Finland, and you have lived several years now in Finland and Vesanto. What role has the local community played in your integration process?
For example, it's likely for understandable for people. I can say we likely children who come to kindergarten, and all people in its community, likely adults who give a hand for us and come together with us with all different situations what we got. We got very big help. It's likely if people come without nothing, and need something, such need say what kind likely things they need, and people around can found it's everything and give, and you not need worry about nothing.
Olena Melnik, you are from Ukraine. I have to ask some questions about Ukraine. How do you feel the Ukraine situation right now?
It's very bad and very terrible situation. Because it's war not 1 year, and it's continue. And for this time, I cannot understand how it's possible be in this time. Why its situation start, and why its situation continue, and why it cannot stop. I very sad, and I hope and wait every day when it stopped. Because people haven't nothing important, likely life, and other people cannot take stopped a life and other people's.
Thank you, Olena Melnik, visiting in a Talent Talks radio show. You can listen to this and other episodes at talentfirst.fi. And next new episode will air on Wednesday, May 7th on Savon Aalot at 12:30 p.m.